sometimes if I don't eat, I might get caught out 3 or 4 hours, you know.
And never get to eat.
Now, where were we?
Okay. what would nails come in?
Oh, back then, in wooden kegs. Mm-hmm. Wooden kegs.
And what would they call the things that would run around a barrel, those metal things, to hold the staves in place?
Bands, I suppose. That's what I'd call them. I don't remember. I don't really remember how they referred to them, but it was a band, so I don't know. I don't know any other mm-hmm. thing they called it.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you ever remember anything like a round metal thing that children would play with, like sort of spin along, called a hoop or a hoop or?
Oh gosh, yeah. One of the things that boys and girls too played with, the old wooden wagon wheels had a band around the hook.
Uh-huh.
That's so big.
Uh-huh.
And of course, when the wagon wheels go bad, well, there the metal tar laid and all the other metal until mm-hmm. someone gathered up and sold it. Mm-hmm. We'd take those little hoops,
mm-hmm.
and take a stick with a little cross on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and we'd start that thing out and follow it.
Uh-huh.
Just
uh-huh.
as hard as you could go, you know, see how fast you could run it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's one of the things that we played with, girls and boys.
Mm-hmm. Played with both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What would you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Cork, then.
And a little musical instrument that children would
French
play.
Harps, you mean?
Right.
Jews harps
and French harps.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the difference in them?
French harp, you blow
uh-huh.
and move, and a used harp is just a little old. Have you ever seen one?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if I could describe it, not just a little metal thing with one trigger, like, in
uh-huh.
here, and,
uh-huh.
and he just go and thumb that thing, you
uh-huh.
know.
Uh-huh.
Really, it's not very musical.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
One of the things that we played with as children, and I may bring in things here that you're not interested in, but up in our hayloft, when we use, say, a half or two-thirds of the hay,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to have some breakfast, you wouldn't mind now, of course.
Well, I've got news come back. They have, oh my God, you never seem like sleeping pills.
Well, I told you
pills,
that's what's wrong.
Nerve pills.
That old nurse bringing them down here.
Three different doctors. No, she's gone to three different doctors, and there's two of them been filled on the same day for the same stuff. And he's took her gun and a bunch of them pills and stuff and taken them away from her. And he's really laying law down to her over there. She's nutty as fruitcake. Harlene told him. He said he called her. And she said, Newt says there ain't anything wrong with her. And she's just loaded on dope. And now somebody has beat her up again. She said that he broke in night before last and beat her up. And somebody
no,
beat her up.
No, she's fell. She's fell. She's drug and found. She's fat and bruises. That's what's wrong with her.
Something's happened now.
They're not breaking in there.
She did go to Jonesboro yesterday because Mr. Reeves seen her go.
She's got new locks on that, and they didn't break in.
And she can't hardly talk or tongue
speak.
And Harlene just told me, she said, she just loaded on dope.
That's all.
And we got to checking on the medicine, and I mean, he really is tearing up Jake over her right now. I said, well, I'm going home. Bert hadn't had any breakfast.
That's just what he was talking about.
Well, I'm not really hungry, but I think I should eat because I've got some things I've got to do this afternoon. I don't care about it. I eat at midnight, you know, just easy.
That's the kind of time
to
eat breakfast all the way from 9 to 12, 1 o'clock.
Mary, would you like to have a Coke?
I'd love to have Coke.
Well, maybe Louise will get us a Coke.
You reckon I might?
I said maybe.
That would be so kind of you, Louise.
I said maybe.
Maybe. We would appreciate it if you could.
I was trying to tell you about the hayloft when
yes.
when the